VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is February 9th, 2016, a date very important to some of us as an anniversary. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 626. On today's show, we'll review holiday sales and take a peek into 2016. We'll learn how to make your listings more attractive to international buyers. You know, those international buyers with wallets filled with cash. Discover eBay as a relationship platform. Find out how to improve your photos fast and get the lowdown on why you need or should become an education specialist. Plus, we'll take your call. But first, here's the eBay Radio news, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Flint oversees selling and investing advice. All feature in today's eBay Radio News for February 9th, 2016. I'm Lee. Super Bowl 50 is a done deal. And
Griff's
saying thank. I knew you were going to say that. And eBay sellers are offering plenty of listings, like a Peyton Manning Denver Broncos signed pro football, lots of patches with 50 Super Bowl champs on them and all that stuff. Attracting international buyers to your listings can reap fantastic benefits. The eBay for Business blog is featuring an article by Audrey Tracy that helps us sell our wares to the world. Audrey Tracy will be a guest on eBay Radio later today to tell us more.
Oh, I can't wait.
If you follow the fashion icons of the Kardashians, and Griff, we know you don't.
Wait a minute.
Although you should.
You don't know my secret life and passions.
Okay.
You don't know what I do at home.
Well, if you follow them, you probably know about the lip kit by Kylie.
No, I don't.
Okay. Kylie Jenner is the daughter of Kris Kardashian Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Those lip kits are in high demand, and they sell out seconds after they've gone on sale. The kits sold out at least for the usual price of $29, and if you can't wait for her to replenish, eBay sellers have them listed for up to $1,000. Little lip kit with like three or four little lipsticks in it. Yeah. Warren Buffett's 1980 annual reports are on eBay for $2,000. 30-year-old copies of Berkshire Hathaway's annual reports are being sold on eBay for thousands of dollars as sellers try to cash in on Warren Buffett's investing wisdom. The document is the 1980 shareholders meeting and is selling for $2,050 on eBay. Well, Winston Churchill was one.
Oh, I loved Winston.
And so was George W. Bush.
They were one?
Artists. They were both artists.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They both dabbled on the side.
Exactly.
With paint.
Churchill, it was landscapes.
Yes.
And George W. paints portraits of world leaders he's met.
And dogs.
Now,
and himself in the bathtub.
Now, really? Now we add another one. Canadian Prime Minister.
Oh, you know who else was an artist?
Justin Trudeau.
Oh, Justin's an artist, too?
Yes.
Is so cool.
Isn't he cool? Oh, my gosh.
Well, he's Trudeau's young and suave. We're reminded of Pierre Trudeau, aren't we?
Oh, Trudeau's ink and a watercolor drawing of the Canadian Museum of Human Rights was listed on eBay as a fundraiser for the Winnipeg Museum. Trudeau donated the original to the museum. He hopes to fetch $2,000 for it. It's framed, signed, and includes a quote from Trudeau's speech last summer at the Montreal LGBTA parade. He said, "As Canadians, we know that protecting and promoting fundamental human rights must be an imperative for governments and individuals alike." So you can find it. It's listed on eBay right now.
That's cool.
And last, Griff, it had to happen.
What?
Someone selling a jug of Flint, Michigan water on eBay.
Oh, no.
They'll probably take it down, right?
Don't know. Go ahead. It's toxic, so there's that.
He's asking to buy it now of $40. It had to happen. That's eBay Radio News for February 9th, 2016, brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Maribel, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network.
So what's the special anniversary, Griff?
It's February 9th.
Yeah.
This day doesn't mean anything to you?
I'm sorry.
Think back, 1964.
1964. Oh, the Beatles?
That's right.
Oh, got off the plane and all. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't see them get off the plane. All I remember is that
night. I saw
night.
It on TV.
I was just about 10 years old. And we used to watch Ed Sullivan religiously as children. And I knew who they were, but I wasn't that familiar. And with a matter of minutes, my entire life suddenly became clear.
I want to hold your... What did they sing? I want to hold your hand or...
She loves you. Didn't matter. Just to me, it was. Right. Oh, this is new music.
Wow.
I'm hip.
See, I was not feeling it at the beginning until Sgt. Pepper's, as you know.
That took you that long?
It took me that long.
Oh, I rushed out. I bought everything I could get my hands on.
You were younger, honey.
But I was into it musically. I wasn't into the mop top fandom thing where, oh, you know, George, Paul, John, Ringo. That didn't matter to me. It was the music. It was a big part of my life.
I never found them that attractive. Elvis Presley, I went nuts over. Of course, I was, you know, barely into my adolescence at that point.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I found him very attractive.
Oh, well, he was an attractive guy.
We'd never seen a man move like that. But the Beatles, not so much. Hey, Griff, I'm happy to announce. You know the eBay Radio mobile app for the iPhone?
Is it okay?
People have been having problems with it. Yes, and it's so funny. You know how we're always talking about good customer service and tell the truth. Don't try to wiggle out of it if you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that a lot on this program.
No wiggling.
So I thought, do you remember the last time this happened? It was because I didn't pay the Apple Developer Program.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that? That was back in July. So I looked it up and I saw that I had paid for a whole year back in July. So it couldn't have been that, right? So I get in touch with Apple and here is the answer that I got back from them. Now, you got to read between the lines. Now, mind you, our app was totally gone from the App Store.
Totally gone. Didn't exist.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello, Rosalie. Thank you for contacting Apple Developer Program Support. My name is John, and I'm very glad you reached out. I understand the importance of having your app in the store. After doing some research, I was able to confirm that your contracts are up to date and your app, eBay Radio, is now ready for sale. If you need additional support, please feel free to call da 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 da. So what they found out was that it was their mistake. They took me down.
They
took me down.
That was their first mistake.
And then instead of saying, oh my gosh, it was a mistake, we're so sorry, they said, after doing some research, I was able to confirm that your contracts are up to date.
Yeah, I've done that weaselly thing occasionally.
Yeah, weaseled out of it. But anyway, the good news is it's back
That's
in the Apple App Store. The glitch was Apple's fault, not mine this time. And you remember last time I admitted, you know, I said, well, Griff, I didn't pay it. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So iPhone users can just go to the Apple App Store, do a search for eBay Radio, two words, to get the free eBay Radio Android app. You go to Google Play Center and search for eBay Radio, all one word. So if you're doing it for your iPhone, it's two words, eBay Radio. And if you're doing it for Android, it's all one word, eBay.
Isn't that groovy?
It's groovy. So we're back in business as far as that's concerned. A lot of people listen to us on that little telephone app, you know.
I know. I know some people personally who do.
You're out and about.
Rob in the UK.
You know. Oh, yeah. He does listen. Didn't I have dinner with him?
With Rob in the UK, from the UK?
Who was it that joined us? A friend of yours. Maybe he's from Italy or France or something. Oh, it was wrong guy I'm thinking of.
I have no idea. Someone joined us?
We went to dinner with you and your friend at the eBay Radio Party and Conference last year.
Sandro from Palm Springs, and who helped out at the radio party so well.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, Sandro has an interesting background. He's Italian by heritage and family, but he grew up in Germany. So that'll confuse you.
Yeah, I'm real confused. Yes. Yes. But he lives in Palm Springs, so we're okay. So we're going to have a great show today, Griff.
Well, I was looking at the guest list. Mm-hmm. I'll say some of my favorite people, Jack Shang, who we haven't talked to in a while. And as you mentioned, Audrey. And then Patty
Coleman
is going to come on and talk. And Jim Cochran, who's been an eBay fixture for years and is going to talk about some software and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. How about yours? Did you do any listings or did you just rest? You need to rest.
I needed to rest, and I purposely didn't do any listings because I had other tasks, and I'm proud to say that I've pretty much completed them, and they were three monumental tasks. One which has been in process for weeks, and that's straightening out my fragrance collection. The other one was rewiring my office so that there wasn't hard drives hanging from the ceiling. And I got that done. It was a lot more work than I thought. And I didn't realize till the next day that, you know, I don't get on the floor that often and twist and contort to get underneath stuff. Oh, my heavens, was I sore on Monday. And I went shopping during the Super Bowl to Fry's to get some stuff for that.
Great time to go.
It was.
You're the only one there.
I was literally the only person in the store. And people were looking at me saying, you could hear them say, I guess he's not a Super Bowl fan. And and then the other thing was a huge amount of work done in the garage. So I worked hard for 2 days, and I'm exhausted.
So you still don't have your eBay, I guess your eBay area.
No, no, the
in
eBay,
your garage totally done yet, right?
The eBay area is almost finished. Okay. I'm going through this week and rechecking my entire inventory because I created a bunch of storage bin areas for shoes and stuff. So that's done. The front of the garage, which isn't eBay business, is still a mess, but that's not important right now. I just feel like I made progress. And it feels good. Making progress is a great feeling.
And we get to talk to Jack Shang next.
You do. This segment, which is now over, was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Up next, a look back and forward when we continue with eBay Radio.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale, compliments of stamps.com.